And he took his name. Now, the real William Shakespeare, I've been to Stratford-upon-Avon. I've been to William Shakespeare's house. It's no big deal, but that's, you know, that's where he, this one particular guy who could barely read and write, was born and raised. And here's Francis Bacon. He's the colonizer of America. He starts not only Virginia, but other states, and he's instrumental in getting the Constitution started. And he uses Athena in the Library of Congress on the state flag of Virginia, state flag of California, different places all through in the Constitution. He has a little pig that he has kind of like an icon that symbolizes Bacon. Just kind of funny. On all of his documents, which you'll find all through Washington, D.C. And he gets access, because he's a high mason, to the Ark of the Covenant. Now, along the way, the Ark, they've made copies along the way and put it on different parchment and papers and rolls and inscribed it so they could leave it behind, leave the basic information. But he gets access to the actual Ark of the Covenant.
No one could get near it unless they were high enough in vibration.
He was high in vibration.
So that's still true. No one can get near it unless they're high enough in vibration.
Yeah, even where it is today.
So your theory is that Shakespeare was a ghostwriter for Francis Bacon, was the real writer.
Francis Bacon was the real writer
for Shakespeare.
What?
That Francis Bacon, in other words, was the ghostwriter for Shakespeare. That Bacon was the one that really wrote the plays.
He wrote the plays. He just used the name.
Shakespeare took the credit.
He used the name because they had a group called the Spear Shakers, because Athena, their goddess Muse, was a spear shaker. She had a spear. Here. What's she holding right there?
That's a spear.
What about this one over here? And this one over here. So Athena is known. She's the goddess of the hunt, and she always has a spear. And they take Athena because she's the goddess of equality and the goddess of justice. Thank you. And the goddess of power and the goddess of the hunt. They like her, and so they take her at symbol, the feminine, because now we're going into the feminine, which was.
So is she the same as Diana, the goddess of the hunt?
It's just one Roman and one.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right. Athena and Diana.
I think Athena and Minerva.
No, Minerva. Minerva, the Diana, who was the goddess of the hunt.
Minerva's the Roman.
Right, Minerva and Athena is the Greek. Diana was the goddess of the hunt. So anyway, Minerva or Athena always has a spear. Maybe she uses it to hunt. Maybe she uses it for target practice. Whatever she does, she's got the spear, and they use her as their muse, and they're somehow connected. And so they call their group the Spear Shakers, because they're shaking a spear of tyranny and injustice and falsehood and whatever keeps people apart. They're against anything that is against the power of the Ark of the Covenant. And they are for the Ark of the Covenant and the principles of unity. So, Francis Bacon takes the Ark, him and some other spear shakers, to Virginia. They take it to Virginia, but it doesn't stay there. They take it to Washington, D.C. Now, what's the...
This is where Nicolas Cage found it.
Yep. You saw that too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the icon that you think it would be most likely to be buried under?
Washington Monument.
Area 51.
The Washington Monument. Why would you say that?
Pyramid.
Because of that tall, big spear-looking thing?
Because it's a spear?
Because it looks like a spear. Because it's a pyramid.
This
obelisk came from Egypt. It was taken up, brought here from Egypt. We didn't build it. But at the top, what do you see?
A pyramid.
Okay. It's divine geometry. The other interesting thing is the last Gothic cathedral. Guess where that is?
Gothic cathedral?
The Gothic cathedral. Washington, D.C. Map of Washington, D.C. You'll see that there's divine geometry laying out the land where all these architectural wonders are located.
So that did come right out of the Nicolas Cage movie.
Well, he must have got something right over there. That's what it was. This book was out before he came along.
I'm confused. So they wouldn't have even had it in Washington, D.C. yet. They'd have, in the 13 original colonies, they'd have a Virginia, which makes sense that the original art came there.
It stayed there for quite a while. And then...
Oh, and then later.
Then later.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. Then later,
Washington,
they transferred it to their...
Oh, up to date.
And the reason they did is because the art has a very powerful positive vibration on whatever community or city it's in. So they knew that Washington, D.C. would need all the help it could get. Especially today. I don't know, maybe they take that. Maybe they take it away, and that's why we're in the statement.
Certainly not in Washington, D.C.
Do the copies have just as much power as the originals? The copies?
In a way, they had a lot of power, just because of the words that they used. Now, pull out a dollar bill. You got a dollar bill? I'll show you where all the knowledge from this is Atlantean knowledge, came through Egypt, came through the Dark Ages, and here we have the original model or philosophy of Atlantis, which is
the Temple on Water.
The children of the Law of One. So, Atlantis were a unified group of people that were destroyed because they self-corrupted. But they were after a pluribus unum, which means
all for one.
All for one. The one become the many, and the many become the one. And this is nothing but symbolism. We have novus ordo seclorum. What does that mean?
New order of the world.
Means give me more money, yeah. It means make a bigger pyramid. You've got a pyramid with 13 layers. You've got the eye, the all-seeing eye of, what's his name?
Horus.
Yeah. Horus. Thank you. He's in there as Egyptian. Isis and Osiris, you know, they were the Egyptian gods of fertility. In God We Trust, that was Atlantean. You've got 13 arrows, 13. 13 is all the way through the back of this dollar bill.
What did Novus Ordo
say? It means a new order of the ages. A new order.
Where's that one at?
Right below the pyramid.
It's below the pyramid.
What's a new?
A new order, a new secular order of the ages.
And the one on top of it?
What does that mean?
It means that the intent of the colonizers of America was to create a society based on the highest principles possible. And they were to break free from European rule, the King of England, they were to break free. There, in the construction of the Declaration of Independence and the flag, there would be, and this is it written in one of these books, there would be like, you know, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, and they'd all be sitting in this room together.